bite.
If you've been browsing the help categories and keystrokes described last time, you'll have noticed that there are many little tricks hidden inside Leesy to help with all kinds of computing tasks. They do not necessarily reflect a special Leesy feature, but what they do is give you keyboard access to some JAWS features together with some useful functionality specific to Leesy. I'd like to show you some of these now. When I've trained people how to use computers, and they have a laptop particularly, there are certain key problems which often arise. A person doesn't know where the volume control is, and sometimes controlling that volume may be very difficult or even inaccessible. Or they have difficulty in locating the function keys, or it just may be that a person has a particular problem in pressing a specific keystroke. So let's address some of these issues now. To increase or decrease the computer's volume, press Control, Windows, Shift, with up and down arrow keys.
100%, 96%, 93%, 90%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 87%, 100%.
Getting your computer to tell you the time ought to be the easiest thing in the world. But if you're getting used to the keyboard layout, and the F12 key is not easy to locate, it becomes a slow process to count along the function keys, doesn't it, until you find the one that you're looking for. With JAWS, the JAWS key, that's typically either the insert or caps lock key, together with the F12, reads the time, and pressed twice quickly will announce the date. But in our case, the LISI key, then down arrow, will always read the time.
LISI, 1359.
LISI key, up arrow, speaks the date.
LISI, 07 July 2017.
LISI key, then left arrow, will insert the time into your document or edit area. And LISI key, right arrow, will insert the date into your document or edit area. If you wish to change the typing echo, in other words, what JAWS announces when you type characters on the keyboard, you press Insert with Figure 2 on the numbers row.
Characters. Words. Characters and words. None.
Now, there's nothing unusual in that, except that with LISI running, the setting is permanently changed. It is no longer temporary. Just press this keystroke repeatedly to reach the setting that you need, and then enjoy working with your computer. That setting will be honored even if you reboot the computer. Pressing the LISI key followed by the letter P will change the punctuation level spoken. Again, use this keystroke to cycle through the options.
LISI, most punctuation, LISI, all punctuation, LISI, no punctuation, LISI, some punctuation.
So what we're doing here is we're accessing, through easy-to-remember keystrokes, some of the common options you might like to change on a regular basis. Now, it's often useful to get help from someone, isn't it? And JAWS contains an excellent and reliable feature for doing this, and it's called JAWS Tandem. When LISI is being used, you can hold down Alt, Control, and the Windows keys all together. Usually that's all three keys to the immediate left of the spacebar on a standard desktop computer keyboard. And while doing so, lightly tap the backspace key.
Allow access to my computer dialog. Welcome to Tandem. Enter the meeting ID given to you by the person who will be accessing your PC. Meeting ID. Edit Alt plus M.
It's a very easy way of accessing that feature. And just about everybody can do it. I'll press Escape.
Connection to controlling computer closed.
LISI doesn't duplicate a conventional JAWS key, such as that for reporting the time, unless we think there is a compelling reason to do so. It must add considerable value. After all, there's only a finite set of keyboard commands which can be pressed, isn't there? So we don't want to double up unless it's absolutely necessary. But as you've heard, those which have been duplicated are indeed useful, as you should not need to move your hands too far from the traditional home row of keys. There are some utilities for use within Microsoft Outlook which you might like to know about. If you are within the body of an email message, you can press the LISI key, then Control-Shift-E. This will copy the email address to the Windows clipboard, ready for pasting elsewhere. Similarly, if you have an email containing a conversation where the most recent reply is at the top, often you'll see a person's email signature below his or her message, which can be quite lengthy. You may want to skip the signature and move to the earlier part of the conversation. To do that, press the LISI key, then the letter N. One feature that I do like relates to files and folders in Windows Explorer. When focused on a file or folder, you'll know that you can press Alt-Enter in Windows to access its properties, to obtain information such as when the file was modified and, if it's a folder, how many files are accommodated within it. This information is usually read using the JAWS cursor. With LISI, you can press Alt-Enter a second time. You'll hear the last modified date and the size of the item.
Baron Knights, a taste of agro.mp3.
So here's a file by the Baron Knights that I've got. It's a song, and I'm going to press Alt-Enter on it.
Baron Knights, a taste of agro.mp3 properties dialog. General page, read only, checkbox not checked, Alt plus R.
If I press Alt-Enter again.
File size 3.62 MB, modified 26 August 2012, 11:10:44.
If you would like more details, press Alt-Enter twice quickly.
File properties, file size 3.62 MB, created 26 August 2012, 11:10:44. Location D, Music Baron Knights Collection. Press Escape to return to the properties dialog box.
So it told us the file size, different information about it, and even the location. That information is displayed in the JAWS Virtual Viewer, so you can arrow through it, and you can even use the left and the right arrow keys if you want to get correct spelling. We'll press Escape, as LISI advised us to do, to return to the File Properties dialog box.
Read only, checkbox not checked.
And again, to exit the dialogue.
The Music Baron Knights Collection.
One more little item to tell you about this time. If you're focused on a PDF document, or even a web page, you can convert it to a text file if you wish. Press the LISI key, then Control-Shift-F. Just type in a location, such as C:\temp\ whatever you would like to call the document, and then press Enter. You do not need to include the .txt extension. And there you are, you have your text file. You can find details of other utilities by browsing the help system, including the keystrokes that we have available to advise you of your Dropbox status. Dropbox is a very useful service for not only sharing files with other people, but also for synchronizing them between devices. There are also keystrokes to support the Talking Communities conferencing software. But in our next LISI Byte, we'll turn our attention away from little utilities to the subject of time.
For more information, please visit www.heartgen.org/LISIbytes.